This summer, feed your curiosity with SBS. In How Humans Talk, Rune Pedersen explores how language connects us, shapes our identities, and even changes how we see the world. And Grave Matters takes a lively look at death with Anthony Levin and Nadine J. Cohen digging into the mysteries of grief, death care, and the business of dying. You'll want to talk about these shows all summer. Listen now on the SBS audio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The smell of dinner for a growing family of six is wafting through the house in Melbourne's outer west. It's the typical routine for any family in suburban Australia, but for the Manuelas, it's still completely new. It was barely 2 weeks ago that Telieta and Kalmaile and their four children arrived. Telieta says it's a reality still dawning on her.
It's not like, you know, we're just coming for vacation. It's like we're staying, it's a new home and it's a new journey. You know, just that we realize that, you know, the past few days here. And it's, Tuvalu will always be in our heart and our home. But Australia is another new chapter to our family journey's life,
The Manuelas are here on a special new visa stream called the Falapili Mobility Pathway. It's available to 280 Tuvaluan applicants each year, decided by a random ballot. Telieta works for Tuvalu's Department of Labour, while her husband, Kalmaile, was in the government's Public Works Department with a background in architecture. The couple decided they would be among the more than 8,700 people to apply for the visa.
We came to a conclusion that if in case we were selected, I think it would be a good opportunity in terms of better life, better education for our children, better job opportunities.
The prospect of being chosen was a one in more than 30 chance. Kalmaile recalls the moment he heard the unlikely news his family had been successful.
I was actually in the shower. It was funny. I was actually in the shower, and then when it came out the room, and my wife was on the phone, and I saw her face was like changing, you know, it was like surprisingly, like, and I say, oh, what happened? And I thought like it was something happening to our families or relatives, but actually, he just told me that we're on. We got an email saying that we've been selected. So, yeah.
The new visa grants migrants from Tuvalu permanent residency in Australia. Professor Jane McAdam, director of the University of New South Wales Evacuations Research Hub, explains the visa doesn't require applicants to have work or study plans already arranged.
It provides opportunities for what we call livelihood diversification. It enables kids to go to school in Australia, for people to acquire further skills and training, which they might want to use here, but equally might want to take back to Tuvalu. And I think that's why this is something that the Tuvaluan government actually requested from Australia, because it sees it as embedding that skills diversification, that broader opportunity for remittances to be sent back to Tuvalu to support the economy there, rather than this being a one-way street for people to leave Tuvalu.
The Tuvaluan diaspora in Melbourne is small but tight-knit. The Manuelas consider themselves lucky to be staying with a relative, Nuelesolo Boland. He's also deeply involved with the community and helps newcomers from Tuvalu adjust to life here.
But I personally think that maybe the Australian government could do a little bit more, as I think it's falling back on the Tuvalu diaspora in Australia to pick up the burden. So, like, a lot of them are just looking at the form like, what is this, you know? I'm coming from Tuvalu where we don't even have tax file numbers, you know, or a Medicare scheme, so to them, it's totally foreign.
While the Falapili Mobility Pathway has proven hugely popular in Tuvalu, one expert has taken issue with the random nature of the visa ballot system. Dr. Yvonne Su from Harvard University's School of Public Health points to the fact this visa was partially designed to assist those on the front line of climate change and rising sea levels.
Climate change is not random. Climate change doesn't just happen to anybody, unfortunately, right? So because climate change is not by chance, it kind of frightens me that we've allowed the people who are going to be on this visa, that I have to say has been branded with climate change resilience as a big part of it, and saying climate mobility and saying you're protecting them from climate change as a big part of it, you know, you're saying that could be by chance.
But the Federal Minister for Pacific Affairs, Pat Conroy, says the random nature of the ballot is critical to the treaty.
The thing that we definitely need to avoid is brain drain. If you didn't have a ballot system that introduced an element of random selection, in the end, the people who would qualify first for this visa would be the people with the highest educational or professional qualifications within Tuvalu, and that would lead to a brain drain.
Back in Melbourne, both Kalmaile and Te Lieta are grateful, but also deeply aware of the threat climate change poses to their home country.
Another 50 years, they said that Tuvalu will be gone, eh? But my countrymen, they're still fighting, you know. At the moment, they're still fighting for that, but we just fought for the better of our family to come here and use this opportunity.
Tyson Cusey, SBS News.
When it's hot, you head to the beach. But this year, there's a toxic algal bloom. There's been dead fish along the coastline. No wonder, people are worried. In a crisis like this, you need the government to keep people safe and informed. This election, Labor looks like they'll win in a landslide. We need someone to hold them to account. You can do better with the Greens. Vote One Greens. Authorised by A. Wheaton, Australian Greens, South Australia, 291 Angus Street, Adelaide.